sloppy day north of the border. Good morning. I'm Doug Russell with sports. We begin at Rogers Center in Toronto, where it just wasn't the Brewers' day.
Shifted a little bit. That's a fair ball. It's going to bring in two runs. Extra bases for Lucas. And the Brewers' miscue cost him here.
Ryan Anderson on FanDuel Sports Network with the call. The Brewers can't complete the sweep on Sunday, losing kind of a sloppy game to the Blue Jays 8-4.
You can't play defense like that and base run like that, and we can't play like that and win, especially against a team so good as the Blue Jays. So chalk it up to we haven't played like that in a while, but very uncharacteristic, but unacceptable.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, his team is back home this week, taking on the Eastern Division leading Phillies for three starting this afternoon. First pitch is just after 3 o'clock. Now, if you're scoreboard watching, the Cubs lost to the Rockies 6-5 on Sunday. Milwaukee's divisional lead is still 6.5 games in the Central. From the minors, the Timber Rattlers lose at home to Quad Cities 4-2. Beloit falls 2-1 at Cedar Rapids. To football, the dust is settling on the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, pass rush specialist Micah Parsons. When Parsons was traded, he put a clip of Hall of Famer Reggie White at the end of a social media clip. Parsons was asked how much he knew about the late Packers legend.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Reggie is like one of the GOATs. I mean, I'm just looking at his stats and the fact he had like 70 sacks in like 5 years. It's just like outrageous to me and how he came here and won championships. And yeah, people make the comparisons, but I just looked at him like somebody who won. He came here. He can do that. I think I can do that too. I think I can do anything I put my mind to. I looked on that wall and I saw Brett Favre, I saw Reggie, I saw all those legends, and I was like, I gotta be there.
The Packers begin their first regular season game week today with the Lions looming on Sunday. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.